Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana, back from Italy.
We haven't done this in a while together.
I know. We've been all over the place.
How's Italy?
It was lovely.
It was just what were the peak and pit, since I know that's what you like to hear about other people's vacations.
That's fair. The peak was the boat day in Lake Como, which is just, you can't beat a boat day. And it was also just nice to boat there because like there's so much, it's like so pretty to look at. It's not like when you're just on the ocean and there's just ocean, like there's all the different little towns and
villas and greenery and mountains on the side.
Yeah. It was just like the best day.
It is.
But boat days are just
boat days are superior.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. All you have to do is rent like a $1,000 boat and you're good.
It was less than that because you drive it yourself.
You didn't get a captained boat.
No, Mike drove it. So I was just tanning. Mike was driving. It was great.
Do you need like a boat?
No, you don't need anything.
Did he enjoy it as much as you did?
He did. He liked driving. Yeah, he liked again because he like got to like see all the scenery. He's not like as obsessed with the sun as I am. So he liked being under the thing.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure he got some color anyway.
I'm sure he did. And just drinking on a boat. Just unlike drinking anywhere else.
Truly.
Yes.
Did you have any good food?
I had great food, yeah. You know, like pasta and cheese and shit.
Pasta and shit.
Love it. Okay, so what was the pit?
What was the pit? Yeah.
The pit was that it was like 95 degrees and up the whole time, which was fine for Lake Como because it's on the water and there was like a lot of swimming. But then when we got to Tuscany and Florence, it was quite hot. And the air conditioners are just like not at American full force situations. No, so it was kind of a little hard to sleep because they just wouldn't go below a certain temperature. And I don't mind. I have a pretty strong heat tolerance, but when I'm sleeping, I like it to be very cold. And so I was getting annoyed about that, but I think that was a fine worst thing to have.
Okay. Heat. Yeah. Not bad. Weather. Yes. All weather related.
Quite hot.
I actually, now you're reminding me that last year when my mom and I went, she always complains about how it was hot, like still now. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, well, a year
you're
later.
Still thinking about it? Like, you're still thinking about that? That's like, fun. That it was just very, very hot. I don't know. And it was like only May at the time. So I don't know.
Yeah. Heat wave, you know, global warming.
Did you do a wine tour in Tuscany?
Yeah, we did a few and we bought like a case of wine to send to ourselves. So that was fun. And
did you drink Montepulci?
I had mostly Chianti.
Okay.
It is the Chianti region.
Yes. I was in the Chianti region and it was cool. We saw like, we got a good mix. We saw like an old winery and then like a newer winery and they're just very different vibes. But a lot of space in Tuscany. I was thinking about how your cousin got married there.
Amy. My cousin. That's right. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah.
Very romantic place to get married. But as we were driving around the Tuscan countryside, I was like, they should put a Starbucks over there.
Yeah, that's the appeal of Tuscany.
Yeah. You're going to plow all the vineyards and put in a strip mall?
You know.
Like you're going to do for Long Beach?
That's the dream, you know, one day.
She loves about the summer.
Watch out for me.
Sienna is coming. Sienna should watch out. Jordana's about to take over your city board.
Starbucks, I mean, Sienna.
Yeah.
There's no, yeah. I did see a Starbucks in Florence. Nowhere else. But
where's there a Starbucks in Florence?
Interesting. There definitely is.
There is. I saw one. Yeah.
So they're there.
Florence is like a big city. Like commercial, like it's fairly commercial. There's a lot of.
I love Florence. I think it's one of my. I think it might be my favorite city.
Yeah. Day. I was like, I felt like nostalgia for my time abroad there, and we had drinks by like the Duomo one night, and then there was this table of like fratty guys who had just arrived for their semester abroad, And I was like, it was funny because it's funny to watch them and they're just like stupid, like college guys, but also, oh, they're about to have so much fun.
Yeah.
Do they seem really young?
I think the girls don't seem that young. The boys, the men, whatever, they seem, I guess they're like 20.
They are. Yeah.
They seemed pretty young. And I was like, to Mike, I was like, these are all these like abroad kids. Like, do we look like we could be them? And he's like, no, not at all. I'm like, I could be here abroad. He's like, no, you couldn't at all.
That's really, I mean, that's a good thing. Like, were
I
you,
guess. I
mean,
don't know.
Those were the guys, you know, we would have been following around clubs at the time, yeah, you know?
I know,
so desirable.
What a life.
Don't you just want to be back there?
No.
It's weird that was like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
I want to be back there for like one night. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. Of course. Like confine it to a week even. And that could be great.
I would do a week.
That would be such a good movie. Like it's about us. Not literally us, but people like us who are maybe they're in a rut in their 30s. Maybe
13 going on 30.
No. And they get to like go back and redo a week of when they were in college. And
could be like a Soul Cycle time machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, just exactly. Go back in time.
Yeah. You spin into the into college.
Yeah. And then, that was a great movie idea. No one steal it.
Okay, well, look, it's literally been laid out right here in detail. So
the movie's been done, just not this specific time window.
Yeah. We'll know if you use a flywheel time machine that it was our idea.
Yes. A flywheel's done, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Peloton, whatever.
What is the in boutique fitness class of the moment?
Right, I kind of think Peloton actually is.
Is it?
Like more broadly, because like everyone can do it.
It's not
anywhere.
Boutique.
No. I mean, it's not boutique, but it's, I guess maybe, what else? Dog pound?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, like spinning isn't as hardcore, like big as it was then.
Oh, solid core is pretty big, I think.
Pilates.
Solid core
remains.
You could do like Pilates into the past.
It
just doesn't really go as well.
The
like
reformer into
you
the
you
past.
Start doing like leg lifts too fast and it starts spinning you into the
You know, maybe into in the college. Movie, we want to go to a spin class because we're trying to relive being 20. When spin classes were popular.
So then you go to a Soul Cycle
class.
So
you go, right, exactly. Yeah. And then you Soul Cycle back to your past.
It is weird to think about the obsessive craze that was Soul Cycle. Just like,
I was so part of that and still potentially would be if they didn't close the one next to my house.
You know, when we were in Greenport, we were talking about Soul Cycle and like we're like, does anyone actually go anymore? And then I was like, I think Aileen does. I think you're like one of the people that I know that
I love it.
Still.
Yeah. I think people still go. I just don't think they like make a thing about it.
Yeah. It's not as much like you're Instagramming from there. And
no,
like,
I'm not buying merch anymore.
Would you like get on at 12 to like book the class or something?
Yeah, I used to. Look, hold on. SoulCycle Montauk sweatshirt.
Wow, you have the merch right now.
I'm telling you, I was obsessed. But not obsessed like front row and or die. Like not like that. But.
Not like an instructor, Biddy.
Yeah. I wasn't like, like dry heaving over hot instructors. But like many, many people are.
You just really like the workout.
I just loved it.
The
yeah.
Music. And I was there for the music.
I love the music. No, I do. I still, that's why I like it because it's not the same working out at home.
Yeah. I feel like SoulCycle benefited from being like the Wild West of Instagram time. Like where people would Instagram the fact like on feed that they went to a SoulCycle class.
Oh yeah, and there were like the star instructors that everyone, I don't know, it was a whole
yeah, it was like
thing.
A it was a community. That's
you know
what it was.
Weird? Can you tell me this? Because I was thinking about this the other day. Is it that those classes weren't popular when we were in college, or is it that we were in college so we just weren't doing like workout classes?
There were workout classes, but I think that it wasn't on the like, it wasn't a craze to do workout classes, at least not right then, like in the 80s, I feel like there,
you just went to
there
a gym.
Was workout crazy.
Went to the gym.
Yeah, people just went to the gym, right? Or they'd go to like a bar class or a yoga class, but it wasn't as like branded, and it wasn't like I am part of this community that has chains nationally. And
but it wasn't even when
online.
We graduated, because when I graduated, I remember like going to a spin class at the New York Sports Club and like hating it and like trying the gym classes. and they were just not good. And then SoulCycle came about and so people started going on the Upper East Side. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You told me about it, Sammy. You were like, just come. I'm like, I'm scared.
And oh, I was the first person.
Yeah, I went with you. Yeah. I remember someone what shirt me. I wore.
Oh my! We probably took photos. There are probably pictures of it. Someone brought me there, and I was like, "This is fun." You know,
it sound like a Ponzi scheme, or like what are those things like
an MLM?
Yeah, like the container store parties or something. Or not?
I feel like there was a thing where you could like bring your friend for free. Maybe
that sounds right. Mm. Abroad was it was fun to be in Italy, and I kept thinking like if I could go back for like a week. How much more like excited I would be to just be like spending my parents' money and like, you know, knowing from the coming from the real world. It was just
it would really feel you could really feel what you were doing. Appreciate it. But no, I agree. And, you know, we can think exactly about we can fantasize about this and then we could write it into our SoulCycle Time Machine movie where we go back for a week to wherever.
I love you know. It. Let's do
maybe
it.
We could even do, you know, maybe if not a movie, maybe it's a TV show and each season they go to some back to something
like White Lotus-y.
Like, but it's the same people going back to different times. Like you could go back to like spring break. You could go back to abroad.
Okay.
You go back to high school.
I feel like you'd have to go back to like a different age. Like
every season.
Like, oh, we go back to like middle school or something.
Right. Every yeah. season.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable, and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Wait, so speaking of middle school, did you guys watch You're So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah?
Yes.
You know, this is Adam Sandler's highest rated movie on Rotten
That's
Tomatoes.
What I kept seeing.
It was really funny.
I think I enjoyed it more. Like, if it had different actor, like actresses, I think I would not have enjoyed it as much. Like, knowing that it's Adam Sandler's kids, I think that was part of the thing that I liked about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was definitely a huge piece of what made it a really great movie. And they had a lot of chemistry. And I felt that it was just. It was really funny, and I don't really know anyone. I haven't been to a bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah in a while. I happen to be going to one in 2 weekends.
Oh, wow.
My cousin. So I'm going to report back.
Is it going to be like this? Like a
I don't think so.
Expensive?
They live They live in Westchester. This seems a little bit intense.
Yeah, this is like an LA one.
I think this is what like...
But it took place in New Jersey.
I think this is what like the culture of Adam Sandler's school that he sends his kids to is probably like more than like PS 118.
Right. Well, I'm not going to a PS 118. A lot of Jews at PS 118.
It's the Hey Arnold.
I know. I know. That's why. A lot of Jews in Hey Arnold.
Were there any Jews in Hey Arnold?
I don't think so. And if they were, it was definitely like a hidden thing where they had a huge nose and like whatever. I don't think there was a Jew.
I thought his daughters were pretty good actresses.
Yeah, like, they weren't
bad. I thought they were like pretty good. And it was enjoyable to watch. The whole thing was good because it's also like it was about girls who aren't like complete losers or like the most popular, like sort of somewhere in the middle, and just kind of like a lighter drama. And yes. I thought it was cute. And also the way that they're obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo and
their phones
and Dua Lipa and Taylor Swift. And it was so funny because I watched it with Rusty and I was like, it's so true how these girls like idolize like Olivia Rodrigo and all of them and Taylor Swift. He's like, how old is Taylor Swift? I'm like my age. And he's like, oh, old. I'm like, fuck you.
You don't look like you could be a broad.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I was like, what do you mean old? He's like, Aileen, come on.
That's what I said to
he's
me.
Like, I'm like 40.
I could be.
No,
I'm
like, I could. No, we're not.
I could be in a broad girl.
And I'm like, we're not turning 40. You might be.
You know, it's so funny because like, this is probably because Avi's younger. Whenever I say like we're old, he's like, no, we're so young. I'm like, you're so young.
Yeah. No, he like looked me up and down and I'm like sitting there like pregnant.
Right.
And he's like, come on, Aileen.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't be in a broad girl right
You're
now.
Closer to throwing a bat mitzvah than you are to having yours.
I have to go to a like parent school night thing like next week and I'm like, I'm the adult.
You're on the parent.
Yeah, you're going as the parent.
I'm going as the parent.
That like, freaks me out.
That's crazy.
Oh my God, that is
what
really
do they
crazy.
Do at back to school night?
Like you meet your like you learn about I don't know the school's like propaganda. I don't know. They tell you about what your money is going towards and like what the school like what the kids are learning and all that shit.
They're like, we're not gonna hurt your kids. You can trust us.
God, no. Whatever. But anyway, isn't that funny?
Yeah, that is crazy. That is. I mean, Aileen, we're excited for Mila's bat mitzvah.
Yeah. Is it going to be like this? Well, you know what else is funny is that just like in the thing, Stacey is saying how like she wants this performer at her bat mitzvah and her parents are like, no one's paying for that. But like Sunny Sandler actually had, I think I read Adam Levine perform at her bat mitzvah.
So they're kind of like making fun of themselves.
Yeah, I'm guess. Sure. Yeah, I mean,
that was a really funny part where they were presenting like the PowerPoint, and he's like, "The theme is you're Jewish."
Yeah, and she's like,
"That was like the exact conversation in my own family." It's like, I just want the party.
Yeah, that's important to you guys, old people.
Like, what a shallow little girl! How could you think that?
Also, when they were like, oh, we put this old guy for your dad. Like, it was Paul McCartney. It was funny. I was surprised there was no one in the movie. There were two lines that were like, or at least I only caught two lines that were a reference to his old movies. One was in the beginning, one of the sisters goes, that's my sister, like, instead of that's my boy. But I was surprised that there was no other, like, you know, people. You know how Adam Sandler has his crew and Happy Madison's production, that there was no other actors anywhere.
Maybe they
to
wanted
be seen.
To keep the budget low, you know, Netflix, everything, you know, keep the keep it in the family.
Well, I think Adam Sandler likes to do this thing where he doesn't I think it was surprising that it was rated so high because he just sort of seems like he just feels like going on a trip and hanging out with his friends and he just makes a movie around it.
Well, I honestly think that this was so good, I don't think he was the center of this movie.
No,
his kids were.
Yeah.
Really, mm-hmm. And her friend. And he was kind of like letting them, I felt like, kind of do, like, take it where it really goes. Plus, with his probably like observations of how to turn that into comedy, like what he's seen.
Mm-hmm. There were some Billy Madison type movies, like lines, I felt like with a rabbi, was like kind of like a Miss Lippy kind of character.
Right.
Where you're like, that's clearly him and his, like,
that was like so over the top.
Right. The ridiculousness.
He made the movie. It wasn't, the kids didn't make the movie.
His daughters are teenagers. They can't really make a movie, but like they know how to play those roles and they know how to like probably be funny. And
it was, it's so funny to see like how the younger daughter looks just like the mom and the older daughter looks identical to Adam Sandler.
Yeah. They all like, have his nose. You can see it very clearly.
It's so funny because it's just, I thought that, I really thought that was the biggest appeal was just like to see this little family like on our screen.
It was great.
And yeah. And he still wore the exact same thing he wears at all times.
He's just having a good time. That always kind of seems what it seems
I mean, good
like.
For him. I mean, he did that.
That sounds great.
Good for him. He did the. He did this like deal with Netflix for like a certain amount of movies for over a certain amount of years, and this is a good one. I mean, compared to Murder Mystery 2, which I just watched, it was definitely a better one.
I forgot about Murder Mystery and Murder Mystery 2 completely. I was definitely into this. I hope he does more like family stuff. I kind of think that his funniest work is usually like touching in the family realm.
Well, again, this was his highest rated movie. So
good for him.
Although I love Just Go With It.
That's a great movie too.
Oh yeah.
It's such a good movie. I'm sure I doubt
That's
it was rated high.
Kind what of in
it?
The family
what
realm.
What was the line from that? I'm daddy's.
Daddy's my favorite adult.
Daddy's it wasn't my
even
favorite
adult. It wasn't even a funny line. I was just like so dumb. But it was, that's a great
movie. I could rewatch Just
I
Go
watch
With
it every time it's on like E and you're just like kind of looking. Anyway, yeah. What else? Okay. So what's going on in the news of celebs? Pop culture.
Did you see there was a rumor that Lindsay Hubbard and Carl Radke might be right have called off their engagement?
Yes.
It's been out there for about.
Wait, who did?
Lindsay Hubbard and Carl Radke.
Oh, no,
Summer
I didn't
House,
hear
fame.
About this.
It's only been out
it's
there for, I would say, about 18 to 20 hours at this point. Okay. But
the devil works hard, but Sammy works harder.
I sent it to you when it came out 3 minutes.
You saw
okay,
it
when you were like, I already heard it.
Oh, me? Oh.
Yeah.
No,
I feel like Sammy is going to, you know, like in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when the kid like turns into the TV. Like TV. Sammy's just gonna be like, she's gonna be like in the internet.
Like floating over us.
Like you're not wrong.
She's in the clouds.
Like what? Sammy is in the art, like the Reddit thread.
Sammy is in the computer.
Edit into this Soul Cycle time machine.
Maybe I get stuck at like in Instagram, the original version.
Sammy in the cake factory.
I'm in a sea of icing. I'm in an icing mountain, a cupcake mountain. Okay, so
the rumor is that he called it off
like yesterday,
and then it
came out.
I looked at their accounts, and she just had like her bridal shower. He just posted for her like my fiance, blah blah blah, this and that. So I don't know, but they haven't denied it.
Right, the rumor was that it had just happened right before it came out. So maybe 24 to 30 hours prior. And
I guess her bridal shower was August 14th. So that's just
That was already two weeks ago. A lot can change.
Yeah,
that's true. Also, you can't believe the internet.
Well, I would be.
No, that I know.
Like, I meant like social media, not like the rumors.
Right.
Yeah, like the happiness portrayed on social media for sure. Yeah, I get that.
I wouldn't have even brought it up if not for the fact that they haven't denied it yet. And if I'm them and I'm waking up to these rumors, me and my fiance are immediately putting up a story being like, that's not true.
Do you think this is for like a plot line on the show?
Maybe they're trying to Scandoval it. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm getting. I mean, it's very possible they're just waiting to deny it so that they can get as much, you know,
press
as possible.
I could see Lindsay taking that
it's
priority.
It's free press. You know, they're not pitching anything. But I wonder where this rumor came from.
I don't know if this is the kind of press that she would be super into.
Right, because it's like he called it off.
Yeah, exactly. And I do think it kind of speaks to like her her primary insecurity. So I can't.
Have they posted at all since the rumors?
No.
Neither of them.
Neither of them.
Well, I'm sure they're doing some sort of
Maybe they were internally. Like, maybe going to call it off and they aren't sure yet.
Maybe they're on a flight and yeah. they don't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they're on a flight to Australia.
I could see it being called off because it happened so fast that I think potentially someone didn't think it through.
Yeah.
Okay, let's all vote who we think it's true or not true. Okay, ready? For those of you who think the rumor is true and that they've called it off, raise your hand. Wait, I need a second to think.
I think there's elements of truth in it.
Right. I think it's at least true temporarily or yeah. was true at a moment that it circulated.
Yes. I think it's not completely fabricated out of absolutely nowhere.
It also might not be what happens. Like, just because this conversation is happening doesn't mean that they will not get married.
And I mean, it's the end of this. They're filming the season of Summer House. It's the end of the season. I feel
yeah, like. Yeah, that's part of it. It says that it's filmed. It said that it was filmed in the rumor.
This might be their last, like. Because I mean, if it was anything like last year's Summer House, which I felt was like they were kind of getting a little boring, the two of them. Maybe they need something to maintain their status on the show.
Yeah, but again, I don't see her allowing that to be the fabrication. Like,
I mean, aren't they supposed to be getting married in the fall?
100 yeah. days or something?
Yeah, 100 or that was days from, a while from, ago? From here. I'll tell you when 100 days is. 100 days is from August 9th. Let's see, 100 days from August 9th is Thursday, November of this 2022. But let's say in November.
Okay. So November. I mean, this would be the time when the break off would happen. Question, were the cameras already up or did they have to like restart filming?
No, I think they're filming.
They were filming when yeah,
because they filmed through Labor Day, I think.
Because, yeah, right? Technically it's not the end of the summer.
I don't know if they always, oh, they do film through Labor Day.
I feel like they film like yeah. July 4th to Labor Day.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe.
I didn't vote. You guys think somewhat true for the show, right?
No, I don't think necessarily for the show. I think it's somewhat true, period.
I think for the show.
I think for the show.
Okay. So you think it's...
I think it's some sort of...
I think they need the show. They don't either... Neither of them have like real jobs.
I think maybe they got into some sort of fight.
Yeah. That was...
Yeah. For dramatic for the show... Fight. Yeah.
Do you think they're going to get married? That's the next question.
Yes.
Okay.
For the
I
show.
I think they're going to get married.
For the show.
I am not sure.
I think both of these people need to be on the show.
Right. But
it cannot not be on the show.
Right. But Carl is genuinely now been sober for 2 years ish. And he got into this relationship when he was probably not in as stable a place in terms of his sobriety and just recovery. And I think that if he was ever going to call it off, if there was ever lack of certainty for him, this would be when his like 2 year sobriety setting in would start to kind of conflict with the decision that he had made to marry her when he was in a different place. So
potentially.
And here's the thing. Maybe she didn't realize that maybe she's fighting for the show for drama and she didn't realize that he genuinely doesn't like that. And maybe he feels like I can't live with this volatility if I'm going to maintain like my mental health and recovery. So that's kind of like the one reason I feel like maybe it's real. Or maybe it's not real for her, but whatever drama she was stirring up that she thought was for the show, because he would never break it off. Like he is actually like, maybe she pushed him too far.
I just get the sense that they're very much good together. That they're like they've always been BFF. They know each other. They get each other. He understands the way she works. And he's always understood the way she works. And
he did end things with her when they were dating like a few years ago.
Yeah, because he wasn't ready. And he also, and now he's like, sobes. I think he's
easy to project things onto because he doesn't, like, he's not really open with I don't think he's that open with his feelings always. So I think he's kind of, we'll it's like see. Easy to project onto him that they're best friends because he probably like wanted that, like wanted to believe that that was going to work. But well, she is very dramatic and I don't think that's really good for.
I think he likes it.
Maybe he likes it, but like it's like his, it's not maybe good for, like we all like a lot of things that aren't good for us. And like maybe he knows that it's like this.
I just don't think she's as dramatic probably off camera. Like she definitely plays it up, like way up for cameras.
I don't know.
So she's like on for TV. She knows how to be a reality TV person and she's learned. I think there's definitely a lot of, you know, work that goes into their career
of
reality TV stars. So
yeah,
I don't know.
We'll find out.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Speaking of reality TV, what's going on with Erica Jayne?
This is the weirdest story I've ever read. It actually took me like 3 rereads to understand what was going on, and I can't be sure that I'm going to confidently explain it to you because it's just a very bizarre story. So basically,
do your best.
Okay. Basically, Erica Jayne is being sued by a costume vendor who she had worked with because the vendor had been accused of defraud, basically using Erica Jayne's credit card or her Amex to like spend a ton of money. I think like $800,000 to $900,000. He claims that she gave him permission to do that for like costumes and services going back to 2014. And now it basically, this part where it gets really weird. So he's claiming that Erica Jayne and Tom Girardi bribed a Secret Service agent to launch a criminal investigation into the guy who charged all the credit cards, basically to get, in 2017 this happened, to basically get the blame off of them for all of the money that they spent.
It seems very nuts, but also there was an article sent in Slack that was from
Entertainment
Tonight that Carl and Lindsay called off their engagement. Where were you when JFK was shot?
Wow.
It's confirmed?
Yeah.
It's on Entertainment.
It says ET. And it's all caught on camera. And it was filmed and most likely play out next season of Summer House. Whoop-de-doo. Guess what? I want to watch. Great.
That's what I'm saying. They need the show. But do you think they'll reconcile before? Why can't I get past this ad? Where is the
I know. I can't get rid of this ad.
It's huge.
Oh my God. It's gigantic. I don't want to click to unmute.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work. Oh, okay, wait. Let's see. It was on camera. It will most likely play out. Yeah. They mentioned just 2 weeks ago she had her garden party themed bridal shower at the Moxie's East Village Cathedral.
Cathedral. We went there.
We did.
If you were going to call off your engagement and you weren't a complete fucking monster, wouldn't you do it not on camera?
Carl, you're saying Carl's the monster?
I'm saying if you were a person who was not a monster and you were going to call off your engagement, would you do it on camera?
I think that it wasn't. I think it was like a spur of the moment. Like, I think it stemmed from a fight that organically, quote unquote. Like, I don't think it was like, I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with you now. I don't think he had a talk with her on camera. I think they had a fight on camera and then he broke it off during the fight as a result of the fight.
We'll see. I mean, I definitely now want to watch. Like,
that's what the original rumor that I read said.
Right.
Was that it was just then spontaneous fight that caused him to break it off.
Does anyone change their answer about if they're going to get married?
I kind of still think they're going to get married.
I kind of do too.
I think then they're going to make us watch the reunion.
Wow, that would be groundbreaking for Bravo. Have we ever seen a couple's broken engagement have to then be on a reunion together?
You mean like James and Raquel? Oh, right.
But that was during their
No, they broke off their engagement before the reunion.
Right. Well, they didn't really give a shit about each other.
Unlike Carl and Lindsay.
Do give a shit about each other, even though I think they're not going to get married.
All right, let's circle back to Erica Jane and her Secret Service Amex scheme. One thing that I thought was funny when reading the article, which I kind of didn't understand and kind of don't really care about, was the word customer.
Yeah.
I was like, costumer? Consumer? And then it was like, he's a costumer. This is a new word anyway. Sorry.
Yeah, he makes costumes.
Do we care about this?
No, I mean, he makes costumes, this man.
Yeah, he's a costumer.
I will say, I was discussing this with our friend Alexa, and she said that she thinks it's suspicious that he's asking for a jury trial rather than a judge to rule on it, because she says that, like, that's what people do when they, like, aren't as confident in their case, because it's easier to fool a jury than it is to fool a judge who's, like, experienced at parsing evidence and that kind of thing.
And she's not very likable, so I think I could see why that would be
a
move.
Right. So, we'll see.
Well,
another we'll
an
see.
On that.
Another we'll see. Other things that were all over my Instagram feed was the Hailey Bieber launch of her strawberry lip gloss with Krispy Kreme.
Why is she collaborating with Krispy Kreme?
Because her whole vibe is like the don't glaze donut is her is the look of her
makeup.
She
doesn't eat Krispy Kreme.
Right, but Krispy Kremes are her, it's a strawberry glaze flavor. And it's a strawberry peptide glaze looking skin item.
But that's not even the whole thing. It's just the fact that she was like dressed to the nines, like she was going out to like the club, and he was in like full sweats and like yellow Crocs, and also riding around on like a city bike with his hood on and like a hat on top of it.
Yeah.
And like, it's just so dumb. But everyone was like, oh my God, Justin doesn't support Hailey. Like, why doesn't he show up? And other people are like, leave him alone. It was like so silly. like this, all the commentary around it. It was just, I didn't get, what did you guys think?
They're funny memes. It also is just sort of like an intensified memes. Version of like when me and Avi go out. Like, this is also the vibe.
Are you Justin?
No, I'm Haley.
No, I agree. I'm Haley too. Yeah. And I'm not Haley, but like when the guy always like is like puts on a clean shirt and like thinks he's dressed up.
No, what I'm talking about, like Avi would prefer in most, like unless it's like about the dress code of the thing, he's showing up looking in his like t-shirt and shorts and his his sandals, and I'm looking like probably wearing a dress.
Yeah.
And a wedge.
I feel like that's how they always go out. They always go out with Justin looking much like in sweatpants.
Right. Well, that's why there's the memes, that's always how they are.
I don't think it suggests anything that he doesn't like.
No, I don't agree.
Her.
He came to the event.
Yeah, no, right? I agree with you. I think it's just funny that they wear different, that they're each asserting their own personal style. Allow it.
Yeah, like, what was he going to wear? Like a fucking suit?
No, like a nice linen shirt. You know,
I'm more bothered by the Krispy Kreme collaboration.
Keeps tell you us up more. At night.
I just think it's so absurd. It's just like, this is not a good brand. It represents like her vibe. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's, Krispy Kreme probably paid her. So who's going to say no to money?
I don't know. Someone who has a shit ton of money, like Hailey Bieber.
Fair. But she wants to have like, you know, she wants her brand
to
be
her own thing. Has anyone ever tried her stuff?
No, maybe we should get some and talk about it after we do.
I have to be honest. I was driving the other day and I was thinking about how she's really done a great job of like taking on the Bieber name, because I could not. For a second, I was like, what was her last name?
Oh, yeah.
And obviously now it's Baldwin. Obviously it was Baldwin, but it took me a minute. And I was like, isn't that weird? Like she did a good job of like creating this.
I've had that experience before.
This is the second. Sophia Richie also became like very icon, like teenage icon status post wedding.
I don't see her as Grange yet, though. Like, she's still Sophia Richie.
It's not even about the last name. Oh, yeah. I mean, just like the fact that she became this kind of fashion, you know, influencer right after.
Yeah, no, I think it's very.
Marriage, like a wedding.
Well, for hers, it was more about like the wedding. And the modeling, I think with Haley, it's more about Bieber.
Yeah.
Right. And like all of her TikTok videos.
Yeah. Should we try the glazing milk?
I don't really want
peptide
to.
Peptide glazing fluid. Barrier restore cream.
I wouldn't do that to Selena. I'll try a rare beauty.
Why don't we try them both?
Fine. Should we do it on the podcast? Product testing will be like Bethany.
Yeah. Oh, we could do that, but just like less psychotically.
I don't like, maybe we don't pit them against each other.
Well, we could try different products of each.
It's fun though.
I'm down to try. I'm down to try like a road item.
I would try. Yeah, I would have. I want to try this peptide glazing fluid just because they got me with the packaging. It looks unique.
All right. Do you guys think that you have a strawberry girl aesthetic?
No, I fucking don't. Yeah.
No, what? It's so funny. Like, thinking about, like, girl aesthetic, it's so fucking stupid, too. Do you guys like pumpkin spice lattes?
No.
Yes.
I don't like pumpkin spice.
I don't get those. I get an iced pumpkin spice.
I'm not a pumpkin spiced person.
Oh, I love the taste of pumpkin spice.
I don't understand the, like, obsession.
Do you like chai lattes?
I like it. Like, not. I don't order it as like a.
If you like a chai latte, I think you would. I think it's kind of falls in that for me. But it's become marketed as like so. I don't.
Why would I want a pumpkin?
Because pumpkin
in
spice
my coffee.
Tastes delicious.
You know what I prefer? Like a banana nut craze to represent fall.
A banana nut coffee.
Maybe
banana nut like loaf of bread.
Maybe
you could just get muffins.
Maybe Starbucks can do a banana nut latte.
Maybe. I can't picture everyone just being like, come on, girls, it's time to go get our banana nut loaves from Starbucks.
Oh,
this
loaf.
Fall.
Oh, you want a loaf?
Yeah. It's loaf,
you know,
girl aesthetic.
Loaf girl aesthetic. Loaf girl aesthetic. Loaf girl fall.
Honestly, listen, everyone, if you're in a Starbucks, please take your banana nut loaves and make it a banana nut loaf fall.
I like a good like sweet potato hash, but I can't go as far as like having that in my pumpkin.
Hash. You can't really buy that as a baked good. Maybe you can, but not.
Walnut raisin?
No.
Walnut raisin, cinnamon raisin.
I'm not really
bagel.
A nut person.
Or cinnamon raisin girl aesthetic.
Yeah. Cinnamon raisin girl, I could see taking off.
I don't like have, like, why do we have to label ourselves?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Have you heard of the blueberry milk phenomenon, which is light blue?
Yes, I have. The manicures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. It's light blue.
Yeah.
I haven't, but as a almost 34-year-old woman, I've like, been eating the Kashi blueberry.
Kashi good.
Unrelated. And it turns the milk purple.
So you understand
the cereal. The
so milk she's talking. She's talking about her like digestive system here.
She's a blueberry. You're a blueberry milk girl, too, Jordana.
I am. That's what cool on TikTok, right?
Yeah, it is.
Kashi
Go in certain corners of TikTok, like IBS
cream
girl
of wheat. IBS aesthetic. I mean, that is a thing.
That is like stomach ache girlies.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In other news,
Selena Gomez, her song came out, single soon, and fans were speculating that it was about the weekend. But she says that it's not. She promptly shut down those rumors. And
she said, couldn't be more false.
Maybe it's about that other guy she dated, like the businessman.
What businessman?
Didn't she date a businessman?
Yeah, she dated a businessman.
Maybe it's just about like coming out of a relationship generally, like all the relationships she ever
She's been in a few relationships.
Yeah. She doesn't like say that she always writes about people. So it's not like.
Yeah. She might not have even written the song. To be honest,
we should find that out.
Like, not all pop stars are writing their own songs. Some of them are just singing.
Most are
none
not.
Of
Most
them.
Pop stars are not writing their own.
So songs. She's probably like, I didn't even fucking write this song.
What? I don't think she's gonna say that. Well, let's see if she wrote it.
Could be more not false because I didn't write it.
I don't know. You'd have to ask my songwriter.
But it's a good song. I'll be single soon.
It is.
Sam, remember when you didn't understand that was the name?
Yeah, because I thought it was. The single is coming
soon. The single is coming soon. Also, like, didn't Selena just say on her thing, she doesn't even really, like, want to even sing songs? She's probably like, can you keep me out of this narrative? I don't even want to be here.
I think she was that more like, she doesn't want to, like, be a pop star performer.
This is a very poppy song.
Yeah. You know who we haven't heard about in a while and their drama? Ariana Grande and SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. They're probably laying low.
Scooter really took that mantle from
under the sea.
In a pineapple.
So not funny. That was so cheesy.
Scooter really took that. Like, he basically, the Scooter Braun rumors essentially gave her name something else to be at the top of the Ariana conversation. So I
think she planted it.
But don't worry. We are still, we are still, we got our eye on you, SpongeBob. We are watching to find out what happens there. But there really hasn't been much on the scooter front, except Carly Rae Jepsen also dropped him in the past week.
Does he have any clients left?
Well, she didn't drop him the past week.
I think that it's maybe like he doesn't, he's doing something else. Perhaps
he says he's doing something else.
It's just weird that they're, the way it's being announced.
It's just, yeah, it's just weird they're not like just saying what's happening.
Well,
like it's like, why are they leaking all this stuff into like, every day someone else drops, it's like, who, just tell us what's going on.
Because I have a feeling that it's some sort of like legal problem that people caught wind of, and it's, they can't, he can't say that, or they can't say that, but they're actually, they're dropping him because of that. That's my guess.
Well, I was funny, I was listening to Vigilante Shit, which, did that come out before Scooter Braun's divorce?
After.
The Taylor Swift song. And it's, she wrote, she sings, "Someone told your white collar crimes to the FBI."
Yes. It's a, yeah, that's literally, is why it about, like, Scooter? Everyone's talking about,
everyone
Taylor
says
Swift.
It's about, Sammy told me it was about Scooter Braun.
It is, I think.
That's, I think, Holly? Confirmed, maybe.
Holly? No, I mean, I'm 99% sure, but you know, Swifties, they come for you quick.
Holly gets happy when I say something positive about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she says, "Proud of you for the lyric decode, Jordana." Yes, heart, heart, heart. Taylor Gif.
That's a great song. I love that song.
That's one of my favorites. Jordana, can we get you back into Taylor Swift?
I love Taylor Swift. I just think she just needs to stop re-releasing all of her old albums because they're the same albums that
already
exist.
They're not the same album.
So speaking of, she's releasing her, it just came out today that she's releasing her Eras Tour as a movie. And it's coming to theaters, and people today, like, not people, like, people of the world, Taylor Swift fans have, like, broken AMC.com, trying to get tickets for this. I just, you know that it's going to come to Netflix, so I'm just waiting for that.
Yeah, but the screen, you know, in the movie.
Can you sing in the theater?
Oh my God.
Can
you tickets. Sing? I have a big TV.
I honestly think the tickets were gone before I even woke up. So I just, like, I don't even, well, I didn't get tickets.
Do you think it'll be
yet.
Like a concert? Just like play it on the screen?
No, I think it's going to be more like, what was the Justin Bieber movie? Sort of like, oh, that, God, but.
The best movie ever.
What was it?
No, it's not going to be like Americana.
Never Say Never?
She already did that.
Never Say Never. I don't think it's going to be like Americana. I think there's going to be way less talking. Like, I think it's going to be
music,
the concert.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, in the concert, she talks a little bit, but it's like mostly, maybe she'll, it's only footage from the concert. Although, yeah, maybe they have interspersed stuff. Who knows?
I'm pumped to watch it at home. Let's,
I'm really fucking excited.
You're going to go see the movie?
I mean, if I can get a ticket.
Oh,
but
God.
Also, I'm hoping this means that the,
you already saw it in person.
It doesn't matter. It was wonderful. I think now I'm wondering if ticket prices will go down. Because
the movies?
Like,
oh, to,
no,
the show.
To the shows. Oh. Because like people can access the movie. Or maybe they'll go up because people are like, I got to see this in person. She has a whole other year of the tour.
Wait, it's
year?
Like international,
yeah,
right? She's like leaving the country.
Yeah, she's going international. She's going everywhere.
Give this girl a break.
The movie's only available in United States.
Well, it's also only of the LA shows, I'm pretty sure. Like, that's the only part they're showing. But yeah, no, I'm very excited.
Is Taylor Swift a billionaire yet? I feel like she must be. How is Taylor Swift not a billionaire, but Kylie Jenner is?
I've tweeted that before, and like that exact thing. And the answer is that Kylie Jenner isn't a billionaire. Wasn't a billionaire.
Who has more money?
Like cash in the bank? I don't know. Haven't finished counting their money yet.
It's going to be, so, I just think it's a shame if Kylie makes more than Taylor.
I have a feeling, I don't think it's that she maybe makes more. It's that like they valued her stuff at more. But I have a feeling that like within 3 years, Taylor will be on paper and in reality richer than Kylie.
A billionaire.
I think she'll be a billionaire probably like next year because of all the re-records. And so the Eras Tour is lasting till like the end of next year. And she is...
Taylor needs to sell something.
Yeah, she doesn't sell anything.
Taylor needs to sell something?
She needs a lip gloss.
Yeah.
Horse girl, lip gloss. Wasn't that what they used to call her? Horse girl? Horse.
Taylor?
Because she was like a horse girl aesthetic.
She has horse girl energy, but like, I don't think Taylor's really a horse girl.
That's not, that's like very Kendall Jenner energy.
Yeah.
So she has
three more re-records that are going to come out. So I think they're going to come out over the next year with new songs as well. And then maybe she'll sell something. I don't know. She makes a ton on merch, like more than the average artist. And
yeah, maybe she doesn't want to.
Her business is extremely interesting. She runs it like a small business, like where she doesn't employ like a tour company. She doesn't employ like an agent. Everything is from inside. And like, you know, it's kind of like the business will.
So the business is the touring.
And the music.
And the merch.
Streaming and the rights and the amount of the people and all her documentaries. Like she runs, I'm pretty sure their business is run similarly to like how ours is run, like in terms of a structure where it's like not, there's not other investors. Like she's just like the owner and all the people employed. It's all internal rather than like other companies taking a cut. So it's just a very interesting.
Plus, but didn't we just discuss this? Plus like the studio and the label, I mean.
Well, so there's the label. There is the label who makes the records, but like, for example, like she's not, it's different than for like most, I would say, arrangements because she owns her masters. And most of the times the record label owns the masters. And that's what this whole project is about. But either way, I think it's just very cool. I'm very excited to see it.
All right. Who are we sending to the Caymans today to sell timeshares, not on vacation?
Should we send Lindsay and Carl or I don't know, like
the guy with the Erica Jane lawsuit?
The consumer.
That guy or...
There's not a lot of villains today, which is exciting.
Should we send Justin Bieber? Because he can't just like put on like a pair of jeans.
I don't know. I don't like his look. We shouldn't judge his clothes. He can't afford better ones.
Krispy Kreme? Or
I think we should send...
Yeah, maybe nobody's going to the Caymans and maybe
they can... we need to send someone. How much we need negativity infused into this podcast. I guess we could send the guy suing Erica Jane, although maybe
But what if he's right?
What if he's right? We can't do that.
We can send the heat from Italy if you want, Jordana.
We can send climate change.
We can send climate
change. I don't know if you want to send climate change to an island. It's on kind a of plane. Fucked up.
It's a little contradictory.
Yeah.
I guess we're not flying it private. I assume you guys already sent Scooter Braun.
We didn't. We saved it. Okay. Like we saved it for when the thing comes out. What if we send the girl aesthetics? What if we send all the girl aesthetics?
Let's send all girl aesthetics
to the island.
Okay. Oh, let's send fucking pumpkin spice to the Cayman Islands.
Okay.
Fine. Okay. All right.
That's an aesthetic.
It is an aesthetic. Fall girl aesthetic.
Yeah, because it preys on our money and our wallets as a girl. Yes. So I think that's a good idea. We're sending all girl aesthetics to sell timeshares to the Cayman Islands. Enjoy. Hope you come back learning a lesson.
And that's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Me at Sammy.
And I'm at Aileen. Be sure to give us a sweet, sweet review, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And subscribe on Apple and Spotify or wherever you listen. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.